Speaking of festivities, our friends from this Area 11 Special Olympics, Kathy Covington and Chris Rapp here with us now. And Kathy, you guys just came back from the National Special Olympics up in Minneapolis and got a lot of hardware to bring back.
We did. We were very excited about it. Area 11 took 26 athletes and five coaches and in four different sports and went up to participate in the 2026 USA Special Olympics Games in Minneapolis, where there were 3,000 athletes and partners.
Wow.
And 1,500 coaches. And the thing that amazed me the most, there were 10,000 volunteers. So we were very excited. Area 11 came back with lots of hardware. We took yes.
Hey, if you need to be watched on CN2 to know what that was. That was Chris Rapp, who's one of our unified partners with the Special Olympics. He'll explain what that is here shortly, but he was showing his beautiful silver medal he's got here rocking today.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say that's right. Chris and his sister-in-law went up as pickleball. We had powerlifting, softball, and golf that went, and then we also had some students and a teacher from Clover High School that went with the youth leadership experience. So Area 11 was well represented.
Well, we'll bring Chris in now. Chris, you and I were talking, and I was impressed by the medal, and you said you were a unified partner. Explain to us what a unified partner is.
So, yeah, my sister-in-law, Lauren, she's been with the Special Olympics for a few years now, and she started off playing golf, and she invited me in. It turns out that you can play as an individual athlete in the Special Olympics, or you can play with someone with normal abilities called a unified partner, and then when they play together, it's unified, and when the two athletes play together, it's traditional. So yes, my sister Lauren and I, we won a silver medal and unified partner in the inaugural pickleball for the USA Games.
Now, how long have you been playing pickleball, and how long have you and your sister-in-law been playing together?
So she brought me into pickleball, actually. She was playing golf, and I think Kathy reached out to the golf team looking for some more pickleball players, and that was almost 3 years ago now. So I've been playing the sport and with her for the exact amount of time of 3 years, and it's just been an awesome experience.
How often do you play?
We play at least twice a week. We practice, especially for the last 6 months since we knew we were going to the games. We've been practicing at least twice a week at Boyd Hill as a team, and then we'll practice some on our own. Laverne, our friend that came with us today, he has many pickleball clubs across the city, and I just want to take this time to thank him and a lot of our families and volunteers. I mean, we wouldn't be here without them, so it's been great.
Well, thinking about kind of the genesis of the Special Olympics, I was just doing some research, and looks like it started essentially in Eunice Kennedy Shriver's backyard and getting folks to come over to be able to participate and enjoy sports. Seeing how it's grown, you mentioned the 10,000 volunteers in Minneapolis, the 3,000 athletes, you know, kind of how do you explain the success of, you know, this whole endeavor?
I think the success all stems back to Eunice Kennedy Shriver. She started it off as a camp in her backyard, and in 1968 she held the very first games, which had the United States, Canada, and France were competing, and I think there was 1,000 athletes that competed at Chicago's Soldier Field. And it's grown from there to 128 countries participate in Special Olympics, and there have been times I can remember when Russia first participated. It was a major accomplishment because at that time that country did not recognize that they had people with disabilities. Mm. They just kept them hidden away. Well, Special Olympics went in and helped to help them to see that people with disabilities can do everything that everybody else can. And so since then, under the tutelage of Eunice and then now under Tim Shriver, her son, Special Olympics has grown to being traditional Special Olympic sports, unified Special Olympic sports, starting up unified champion schools where you try to get your schools involved with your students that are in special needs classes and stuff. It is one of the largest health organizations for athletes with disabilities because they have the Healthy Athlete Program that is not only at the USA Games and the World Games, but is also at state games where athletes can go in at these games. They could go in and get new glasses or see a dentist or learn about mental health issues and how to keep themselves healthy. So there's a lot of stuff that Special Olympics has done, and they try to spread and make sure that everybody understands that our Special Olympics athletes are just like everybody else.
Chris, what was it like participating in this as a unified partner? You meant, obviously, you know your sister-in-law well, and you know a lot of the athletes from Area 11, but what was it like going to this event with 3,000-some athletes? I know some were unified partners like yourself, and others were the traditional Special Olympic athletes.
To your point, the medals were memorable, but the friendships we made and the unity and the community, I mean, it's just, there were so many emotional moments for me, and it was just, it was honestly a trip of a lifetime, but to see my sister-in-law just kind of fight through the practice and her fears and just become courageous and see the other athletes do it. And I'm telling you, there were however many thousand people. I don't know that anyone had a bad time. Everyone had a smile on their face the whole time. And the most uplifting community is just getting emotional right now. But it was great.
Well, I'm a sports guy, so I always like to dig in. What was the matches like? I mean, you guys were in silver, so that ultimately means you fell in the championship game. But what was that match like?
Oh, man, it was – they were all very, I mean, just awesome. So they had divisions. We had a couple days of divisioning, they call it, and they separated divisions to our skill levels, and everything was perfectly set up. We were talking about that. We've been in a few tournaments and left something to be desired, but this one was great. And to that end, they put us with some good competition, and we won our first match pretty handily, to your point. And then the second match there, we ran into a buzzsaw that we played against two ladies, and pickleball is one of these sports where sometimes you can be on and sometimes you're not. And when you're not, it doesn't seem to go your way. And they were on. We were playing a pretty good game, but they were a better team and they just didn't miss their shots. And, you know, we're very proud of our silver medal. We fought hard.
Is this something, I mean, are you looking forward to the next games? You can continue this, or is this kind of your swan song, if you will?
I hope I get invited again. So there's definitely a selection process, and I was honored to be one of the two teams from all of South Carolina to go this time. So the likelihood there might not be as great, but Lauren and I are planning to play in other local tournaments, and we have a tournament on July 10th for the 24 Foundation, actually, that our friend Scott represents, and we're going to continue playing, and we hope more people can come and be in the Special Olympics and pickleball in general, and it's a very accessible sport, and we just hope to get the word out for Special Olympics overall.
Kathy, what's the best way people can find out more information about the Area 11 Special Olympics?
They can go to our Facebook page, which is Area 11 Special Olympics, South Carolina, I think. I can't keep it straight. Or they can contact me at 803-327-9320.
Say that number one more time, people can get it.
803-327-9320.
Guys,
and
thank
leave
you.
A message.
Guys, thank you all so much for being here. Congratulations. Job thank well you. Done. Please tell your sister-in-law we say congratulations
we
as
will.
Well. And